Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight's breath taken with so much delight. To dream of you is not enough. I yearn to see you every morning when I open up my eyes. To spend the rest of my life with you in sight. May I, sing songs of love to you transposed from poems you've inspired to write. Break this pen, fill it with gold, make the tip silver with the purest of ink I deliver. Sky writings in the clouds, spoken words of love to you. Release thousands of beautiful butterflies, every colorful species of. Romantically set free from the heavens, dozens of champagne-flavored white doves. In your eyes I peer in deep. Visions, hopes, dreams of, emotions wash over like some exotic ocean. The sounds of seagulls and golden pigeons take me away to far-off pavilions. As ears well in tuned with love listens, listens as love sings. Words of elegance and magical things, strings. Those to my heart are pulled, led by your touch. You gently touch me. I'm touched and it's tickling. Stone me, bumblebee, I'm stone. Love sick, don't heal me. Put it in a bottle and pass some out to everyone. An epidemic, let it spread in a field of roses, pink, purple, burgundy, and red. I'd lie you down and take you to bed. Kiss your precious lips softly as I tell you goodnight. Tonight's breath I take with so much delight. To dream of you is not enough. Can I see you every morning when I open up my eyes? To dream of you, I yearn to see you every morning when I open my eyes. To spend the rest of my life with you in sight. May I sing songs of love to you transposed from poems you've inspired to write. Break this pen, fill it with gold, make the silver tip with the purest ink I deliver it. Sky writings in the clouds, spoken words of love out loud to you. Releasing thousands of beautiful butterflies. Every colorful species of, romantically set free from the heavens. Dozens of champagne-flavored white doves. In your eyes, I peer in deep. Visions, hopes, dreams of.
Oh, damn.
All right. Getting this pop-up going. It's going a little raggedy right now, but it's about to be just doing the dang diggle. Go ahead and just bear with our little smoke here, peepers. So we're getting the ball rolling now. I didn't even know the show had started, to be honest with y'all. I called in a little bit earlier, and my call dropped. So, till we get a couple of people in here, what I'm going to go ahead and do is play a little bit of music. When I say music, I mean poetry. All right.
I take laps in my thoughts before I speak and let the waters pour. See, the brain is over 80% water, so that's really not a metaphor. When the water broke, I emerged as a reservoir. With the belief that words mirror waters and reflections of thoughts uttered. In essence, I believe thoughts can actually quench thirst like waters. See, my spoken words of wonders are wealthy as wholesome wells of wisdom whispering waters. Waters from gutters, purified and fine as wine with thoughts of mine refined from a higher source of divine order. So are these words and thoughts really mine? Or am I just a vessel? Successfully channeling echoes of waters poured in poetic deposits of this artist's faucets with mental profits. I guess it is with royal prerogatives that I spit. Cognitively driven, provocative, spoken hieroglyphs with positive composites of knowledge gifted, collected, cause I was selected, connected, entrusted with powers of life in words as sacred as waters. Truth is, just as water is fluid, fortified with minerals of love, soul, and spirit, my words are pure and poetically naked, gifted. Truth immune to hatred, lyrics encrypted, poetically coded to break you out of this matrix like waters washing away the dramatic theatrics of a paradoxical world of toxic optical illusions. My words are a flowing series of cascades removing delusions. The fusion of tongue, hearts, and mind in union, flooded from reservoirs in the form of spoken solutions. So get this, recline, and sip this. The cup I offer, effortlessly smelted from copper, designed from the rock of my heart to properly prosper. Let me elevate your mental capacity. Let me help you escape from this plane of monotony. Honestly, I just want you in this level of frequency. Frequently vibing on sequence of energy. Where wordplay anomalies are next level quality. Simply above and beyond. Like top tier, upper echelon. It's something like a phenomenon. So come on. Are you thirsty? Because the flow is stupendous, like water it quenches. Taking the form of emptiness with pH2O replaced it. Poetical waters at its core, lyrical greatness, exquisite. Don't try to resist it. More like a quench for the soul. Melody equipped with truth and lyrical elements. Stress expressed and vanquished. Sun-kissed, heaven-sent. Blessed by the best, yes, you could taste it. No lie. If you listen, guarantee you for sure, like writer's rain, you'd be satisfied. And if you're skeptically wondering why, well, my very being is a spring. What I speak, you can drink with relieving sighs. From oceans of words and libraries of waters, I utter spoken words like glistening sparkles of sunlight on waters. My words are enriched with poetical sips of life and nuggets and clusters of philosophical hindsights. Naturally poured through the chalice of poetry. Orally speaking life with surety. Organically filled with delight that brightens with shivers. My thoughts are overflowing rivers. I am frequency. And these are words of waters.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Frequency, the words of water. Y'all can catch up with Frequency on Facebook, Instagram. He spells it FREEQUENSEE. Or you can find him under Abraham Buddy.
Ridgemont Road, 64, 14th Ridgemont Road. It was a quaint little corner I used to roam to and fro. See, Mama used to flare her hands with a Jedi stance and blow. She was like a storm. Thunder would flash when her tongue would go, so I ran as fast as my little feet could go. And I would run. So many sounds would touch me as I traveled to and fro. Scents would hug my hips and douse me with dreary, since I would be so hungry, hungry for many things. Enticed by the dance that would occur between Sylvia and Ronald on Wicker Street. They would barely speak, just run hands down the thigh meat. Place their wings on each other like angels. They were so immaculate with their sincerity. Her deep chocolate would wrap around his tall, toffee physique. I was enamored by their dance. So delicate and divine with her feet. So sturdy and muscular his hide. And they would collide on the withering side of Wicker Street. To and fro, my tender feet would graze the concrete. And I would pass by the Boricuas, or as they would say, Boricuas. Tatiana and Abel with the fleet. The Rodriguez family on Staten Road, they had their own rhythm. Their song was laughter and colloquial banter, slapping dominoes on mahogany. They wore with warmth on their tongues their colorful seeds, growing cilantro and rosy-cheeked babies. And I would peek my head, coiled to perfection, seeking their elder son, Gabriel. Gabriel, who won my little fragile heart. It would morph into butterflies when he would smile. Teeth so bright it reflected starlight. His dimples emerged like craters on the moon. His sweat from roughhousing was like perfume. In a year sometime, maybe during the month of June, when summer's plumes were steady to bloom, he kissed me like pollen to bees. He kissed me like soil to earth. He kissed me like sap to trees. And we were one. And we were the cool to breathe. I miss him. Loud as the sound of thunder striking oak, their music on Staten was no joke. To and fro, my little feet turned demure. My toothless smiled and matured, and instead of dodging mama's chatter, I walk with depth in my stride. And education was my motivation, and I wore it dang near with pride. See, I left 6414 Bridgemont Road, yet its smell, sound, sashay, dive, simmer sweet, sentimental cheats never, ever left me. I can still hear its rhythm. Can you?
Fabiola Charles. Her stage name is Love Fabi. The poem that came before that was by Frequency, like I had mentioned before. Building this thing, Small House of Poetry, has been a good thing for me. I've never done anything like this before. I was approached by Larry, CEO of Epiphany, and Van about me and Gina doing a show over here at Epiphany. You know, this brought me back around full circle. I cut my teeth over here at Epiphany as far as, like, really sitting down and doing poetry. I started out with Murder, She Wrote Over Here. I was co-hosting with her. I also had a couple of in-betweens with Van and J-Rob on the Get Down. They brought me in to go ahead and I think it was like a battle night. I came in and I sat in with them, and you know, I really started gaining a love for it. I remember how nervous I used to be when I used to first come in. Wanting to go ahead and spit that best shot and get it out there the best way I possibly can. I think what really made my poetry start doing what I wanted it to do was when I started actually listening to the playbacks. I started listening to the playbacks, and I was listening to what Van and J-Rob were saying to me, especially Van. Van would go ahead and he would say things, not to be discouraging, but at the same time, if you really want to hear, it was there for you to go ahead and hear. So I started taking those little social cues and working from there. It started giving me confidence to go ahead and do the other things I need to do. Me and For Real, we had he had the cafe, the Soul Cafe. That was where I really started learning how to do prompts. Guest hosted over there with him. That was a real learning experience. For Real made it fun too. It was a lot of fun. The crazy topics, the crazy prompts that he would give us, you know, taught me how to be limber with my poetry. All right. I'm seeing Gina is pinging and doing all everything else on the outside out there, but I don't see her in here. But, yeah, it's been a learning experience. I think everything that I did over here at Epiphany got me ready to do the things I've been doing with Small House. So when me and Gina had a chance to go ahead and come back here to Epiphany, you know, it was a no-brainer. We went ahead and jumped in on it. It's been paying dividends. Been paying dividends. I have been getting the chance to meet a lot of dope poets. Right now, we're actually doing a drive for Pieces. The same way like I just played Frequency and Love Savvy's piece. We're looking for you guys' pieces also. That's one of the criteria that we have when we first started setting this up, was that the poets themselves were going to be a part of the building of the Jess J and Gina show. You guys have been coming through for us. You guys have really been coming through for us. Gwen C, she gave us our first big person, well, actually our first only person, but she was as huge as she is. You know, we had a lot of respect for her. Gwen C would, she would sit back and she would just, you know, listen to the shows. And, you know, she would go ahead and pop up, you know, and then say hey to us towards the end of it, what may have you. But we kind of, like, built everything off of that first interview with her. Then we had Janice slide through here. I think that Janice was the perfect counterweight to the bombastic style of Gwen C. You know, we've been not just willy-nilly doing this. We've been actually having a playbook. You know, some of the playbook is coming on the fly. But we've been actually moving intentionally with the different people that we pick. We had the time before last, we had AJ on here. And I know everybody remember AJ being on here. Dude's a straight shooter. The person who was most logical to come behind him was Lottie. You know, Lottie, if you guys got a chance to check out that show, and I would check it out. It's the Epiphany, Jess J, and Gina show, Lottie interview. Check that out. That was a very, very, very good show right there. Just happened this Saturday. So we've been real methodical about how we've been picking the lineups. Trying to get Brother For Real in here. go ahead and stretch him out on the comfy couch one more time. Shoot, probably one of many, to be honest with you, because whenever we talk to for real, we never get around to everything that we want to go ahead and talk about with him. It's probably because we know him so well, and in other words, we just can't jam everything in there. But it's been kind of cool. About to go ahead and play another track. This piece right here is by Janice, called You and I.
You're the reason I love second tenors. Those with voices as warm as honey. When speaking or singing, I'd watch you on stage, imagining it was the same as when you crooned on street corners in Baltimore. I'd listen to the audience approval and nod like, yeah, that's my dad. I had a playlist of favorites like Wildflower and Firefly, and I realized eventually that the lyrics hit me differently. Part of the performance was to know in advance where your family was seated and gesture in that direction when it made sense to. I felt the weight of hearing you sing. I found strength in you, knowing that it's her strength that irritated you the most. In my mind, you will stay here always. Started to feel like an expectation of acquiescence. You'd belt out You and I will conquer the world. Each declaration of You and I building on the last lingered, and I realized that the applause and I distant.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was essentially Janice. Y'all can catch up with her on Facebook, Instagram. She may have a Twitter, the whole nine. Very, very dope poet. Very, very dope poet. Been checking out some of her visual work, too, over there on Facebook and on IG. She has a real talent for putting these visuals together. She also does promotions. If anybody needs any work from her, she does promotions as well. This poem right here, I like this poem a lot. It's a very intimate poem. Talking about her and her dad. I was glad that she went ahead and let us share this one right here. All right, where are we going to now? Let's go ahead and check out a little bit of Gwen C. See what's popping with Gwen C. This is Gwen C. The name of this piece is called Chili. Hope y'all enjoy.
Do not intend to keep, and though my disappointment that of my damn pot of chili. Add a little spice, make it a little hot. Recognize what you got, girl undone.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's our girl Gwen C getting that chili together. It sounded like the spice was the life that was tossed off in that rascal, I tell you that much. I think we all done been there as far as these relationships. I really don't even know what's going on out here in these streets, but I think a lot of things that I hear is very terrifying. As far as going out here and trying to meet somebody, I think the stage is set more now for playing than it is for being with somebody on a serious tip. It used to be a matter of when you settle down. Now it seems to be a matter of can you actually settle down? I'm taking a little interest in this because my kids are out here in this stuff. I don't know what it's going to look like when their kids come about, but I know it's a steady decline down as of right now as far as how people deal with each other, how people trust each other. Y'all going to have to excuse my smoke. I really didn't intend on doing this pop-up. But I'm not the type to shy away from anything. All right, what do we have here? I'm going to go with For Real Temptation. I got a couple of more tracks for my brother. I got to go ahead and get in here. But for right now, hope y'all enjoy Temptation.
Tonight's breath taken with so much delight. To dream of you is not enough. I yearn to see you every morning when I open up my eyes. To spend the rest of my life with you in sight. May I, may I sing songs of love to you transposed from poems you've inspired to write. Break this pen, fill it with gold, make the tip silver with the purest of ink I deliver. Sky writings in the clouds, spoken words of love to you. Release thousands of beautiful butterflies, every colorful species of. Romantically set free from the heavens, dozens of champagne-flavored white doves. In your eyes I peer in deep. Visions, hopes, dreams of, emotions wash over like some exotic ocean. The sounds of seagulls and golden pigeons take me away to far-off pavilions. As ears well in tuned with love listens, listens as love sings. Words of elegance and magical things, strings. Those to my heart are pulled, led by your touch. You gently touch me. I'm touched and it's tickling. Stone me, bumblebee, I'm stone. Love sick, don't heal me. Put it in a bottle and pass some out to everyone. An epidemic, let it spread in a field of roses, pink, purple, burgundy, and red. I'd lie you down and take you to bed. Kiss your precious lips softly as I tell you goodnight. Tonight's breath I take with so much delight. To dream of you is not enough. Can I see you every morning when I open up my eyes? To dream of you, I yearn to see you every morning when I open my eyes, to spend the rest of my life with you in sight. May I sing songs of love to you, transposed from poems you've inspired to write. Break this pen, fill it with gold, make the silver tip with the purest ink, I deliver it. Sky writings in the clouds, spoken words of love's out loud to you, releasing thousands of beautiful butterflies, every colorful species of, romantically set free from the heavens, dozens of champagne-flavored white doves. In your eyes, I peer in deep, visions, hopes, dreams of.
Hey everybody, that was Temptation by Pharrell the Poet. Man, this poem right here has been playing on rotation quite a bit on the Just Jay and Gina show. I love this poem right here. I know my brother be talking about it, he don't like sap and the rest of that, but y'all heard that. The man loves the sap. He really does. He loves the drippy love connotations, and he know how to set up the settings, and his performance was just nuts in this right here. I actually cut my teeth on love poems. I started out, you know, with the hip hop, and it was all about disemboweling, taking apart your person, your opponent, whatever you want to go ahead and call it. But as I had started seeing, I had to go ahead and write up things of more sustenance. I started writing love poetry. And one thing I had noticed when I was writing love poetry, that the same metaphors that I was using for the murder rhymes and the rest of that, I was using them for the love poetry. Gave it a lot more impact. Gave it a lot more impact. More of a yearning by going into it from that angle that I had did. It was a good way to get me started off of what I was doing. Also did a lot of pieces with spiritual connotations to them. Even if it didn't say God or talk about things as far as creation, it was still in there. But that's what was governing my poetry. It was integrated into it. That was a much needed change that I need to make. As a matter of fact, I'm still in the process of making that change now, as far as becoming more of a spiritual person than a worldly, secular type of person. I've gotten cut a lot of breaks. I know I've gotten cut a lot of breaks. I know it's only due to God. So as far as all that goes, I'm good with that. I know that the world is trending towards some other type of things, a lot of new age things, but no, that's not me at all. But to get into this other piece by Janice called Elephant in a Room.
I hear my excitement. I recognize its cadence, how it feels like quickened breaths dancing across ivory keys. And as closed off as I may see, that isn't really me. I'm almost free enough to tumble forward a little too carelessly. I just hear my misstep, sounding like an occasional B-flat. And I'm at odds with the elephant in the room. You have my attention, but I've questioned the soundness of my decision. I feel myself falter, knowing that we need to talk about this and actually address it. I'm hesitant. My excitement is notably checked, and the pounding I now feel in my chest is fear, a recurrence that I once again somehow willed as if I resist the peace I find in silence. Will you hear me? We listen, and the blending of our voices and conversation still has my heart racing, but this is just different. This is different. I hear my excitement. I recognize that I actually get to dance across those white keys in whatever the state is of my being. Acceptance doesn't insist on silencing hesitance nor dampening another's power. It doesn't highlight mistakes. Instead, we chose a composition that highlighted us. We just needed to address the elephant in the room. Essentially, Shani.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that right there was Johnny, essentially Johnny's with the elephant in the room. I like the classical music that she chose for this. She is very clever as far as what she chooses. She's not going to talk your ear off, but as far as this work and getting this work in, I see very few other people working as hard as she does. As far as work goes, and getting the work out there, I would have to say that she works about as hard as the only person I know that might be out in front of her is AJ, as far as getting the content out there. But as far as keeping it on a yo-yo and keeping it moving, Janice, she's out there doing it. You know, check out her videos. Actually, listen to what she's doing. She's going hard. She's going real hard. I gotta get some more of me and Gina's working here as well too. I have this piece right here. This is Just Jay with Insomnia. Hope you guys enjoy.
Last night I went to the moon, seeking a sleep therapist for my pet Insomnia. When I took to the vet, the doctor asked me, was his nose wet? Or if it was a dog or a cat, even though right there it sat. So understandably got upset. I said, Doc, when it started bothering me in the daytime, I knew things between us was not fine. Why is this nocturnal beast basking in my sunshine? And those are just the facts, to be exact. Dr. Jack, yours is a very interesting case to me. So tell me, what would you do to cope? Well, at first I tried to pay it no mind, because he left me alone during night's most quiet times. But at my job, he'd come back. And what would you do? I tried to find things that would distract him. I do this, and I do that. Last encounter ended in a scrap. I was too tired to fight, so I took a little nap and dreamed a dreamless dream while I floated on a raft from my back. And when I awoke, I felt beyond great. No gorilla, no ape. The house was quiet and all mine, and not a trace of insomnia could I find. The clock read 2:59, 3 hours and 1 minute before the start of my grind. So I took in some YouTube to kill some time, and before a long time, my eyes went from slits to little lines as I traveled in my mind. And moments later, my alarm clock crowed. It's time to rise and shine. Only one thing. I'm beat. Poem.
That's a piece I did a couple of years ago. It was a piece about a man that took his pet to the moon to find a therapist for his pet. And it was actually a piece about insomnia. It was about the losing grip with reality. There was no pet. There was no doctor on the moon, and I definitely didn't go to the moon. But sometimes your mind is gonna get some rest, regardless of what you gotta do. Even if you're still awake, there's a portion of your brain that will go ahead and get some rest. I do not suffer from insomnia. I may suffer from every now and then not getting to bed on time, but as far as insomnia goes, no, I do not suffer from insomnia. But I have talked to people that, after doing this poem, that have suffered from insomnia, and they talked about the different things that they go through, and a lot of the things were some of the similar things. I have had bouts with insomnia, but I basically pulled from those bouts that I've had some years ago, what I see on sitcoms and you know, little joke type shows about a person who can't get any rest. Cartoons from back in the day, Tex Avery is one of them that's coming to mind, when a doctor had told the man to go get some rest, and the people next door to him was making all this noise all through the night, and he couldn't get any rest, and the doctor, before he told him to leave, he said, "You better go get some rest or you're going to go to pieces." And what had ended up happening was, it was the doctor and his nurse that was in the next room that was terrorizing this man. They didn't even know it was him next door. But that's what it is. All right, we got a hand raised in here, ladies and gentlemen, or should I say myself and this person. All right, 240, how about you? Who is this? Hello? Two four zero, are you there? Caller, are you there?
Hello?
Yeah, what's going on with you?
Oh, everything's going fine.
Hey, who is this, Automatic?
Yes.
Yes, what's sir. Going on with you, bro? You all right?
Yeah, everything's going good, man. I'm still healing. Healing from Sunday night.
What'd you do Sunday night?
Watch my boys get massacred.
Are you talking about football? You talking about football?
Yeah.
Who your team, bro?
I'm a Cowboys fan. It's just this healing.
Man. I didn't see it, but I seen some of the memes and all that stuff that popped up. But, yeah.
Well,
how you been doing,
bro?
You been all right? Say that again.
Oh, man. Bless.
Sweet. Hey, you got some poetry for us tonight, man?
Yeah. I'm going to try to give a name for the poem.
You want us to give you a name?
Yeah, y'all give the name, I'm going to do the poem.
All right. Sonata. The mic is yours.
It's called Tsunami?
Sonata. It's a type of sonata. It's a type of music. You ever heard of Moonlight Sonata?
No, I'm not. Oh, my God. Damn, I never heard of Sonata.
All right, I'll tell you what. What about a lemon biscuit?
A lemon biscuit.
Lemon biscuits, yeah. The mic is yours.
In these days, I had to adjust my taste. It varies. It goes. Give me something. Quality is pleasure. Something that holds my taste buds together. I need that. That sour but sweet taste. Give me a lemon biscuit to view my pleasure. And if you come with me, I'll go ahead and taste all your thoughts as a lemon. It gave me a better vision. A biscuit so flaky, and it makes me, just drives me crazy, and just thinking of the flakes and how it makes my eyes go with pleasure, pleasurable. Things can't even measure. I need that lemon biscuit. It's the quality. It's the thing that keeps me on my mind and just have me a quench of my thirst in my universe. Yes, I penetrate with a lemon. The gush out thoughts to have a biscuit just for another taste. They can't be replaced. How can two things come together? Well, like the lemon brings ambition. With the biscuit, I love every minute. We are like two of the same crew. Mr. Automatic Charismatic, the lyrical engine, tank is in, I'm all in, piper and dry.
Oh, bro, you know what? I dug that right there, man. I heard you the other day come on to our show, and I didn't even know it was you until you got like 15, 20 seconds in it, man. So what you doing with your delivery now, man?
I don't know. I just try to challenge myself. Every time I do a poem, I try to challenge myself. That's why I feel like I get better. I just want to get better.
Man, I'm digging it, bro. I'm really digging to see where you're going to be taking it to and what you're going to be doing with it, man.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You been doing any live events, man, or you ain't had time?
Have I done any live events?
Yes, sir.
Well, only live event I used to do was radio. Back way back when, you know, I do plan to go on the stage and perform. You know, I want my woman to be here. You know, when I do perform on stage, but I'm constantly working on my craft, and I want to perform.
Right, man. You got infinite ammo, man. You need to get out there and go ahead and put it to work for you.
Thank you.
And then freestyling is one of them things, man, that you either you have it or you don't. I don't know if nobody can train you to go ahead and have it or not, man, but I know it ain't been working for me that way. I know I used to do it back in the day, but I had to have the right high, the right drink, and the whole nine. And it was still a prep too.
Yeah.
And then I had to be in the cypher on top of it, and the cypher had to be rocking, and then I had to go ahead and go off the rock. You know, with it being on Epiphany, you know, you don't have that backup. It's just like, all right, the mic is yours, go.
Right. I mean, it's like, well, poetry is like all around me, man. That's the way I look at poetry. I've been doing poetry for years. I used to be a writer when I was a child. I used to write music, and I used to write rap songs. Then I got more into poetry about, 94? Well, the first time I heard a poem called You Haven't Been on My Street. And then I started a group at a college called Plate. That was the first person at college, at this college, Four East College, to start a group.
Man, and you also had your own radio station too, didn't you, bro?
Yeah, called it was VP at first, then it turned to Viper. I did one, a couple of shows on Blog Talk and the rest on TalkShoe. And I've done a couple of, I've been on YouTube.
That's where I'm going to be heading to next week. I got a lot of content built up, but one thing I found out about content, man, you got to keep that content coming. It was, they don't even respect you in the algorithm.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So for the past few months, I've been building up content, man. I'm going to go ahead and unleash it slowly enough so that the algorithm can recognize that I'm doing something consistent.
Yeah, I'm trying to I like to have a book of my poems. I do write. I do more freestyling, but I do write. I have a lot of poems. I never even I have a page called Grown and Sexy, and the poems are so provocative that I don't even put it on air. I have a lot of written.
Shoot, man, if you want to go ahead and do a piece tonight, tonight would be the night to go ahead and get her in. You know what I mean?
All right. I'll tell you what.
Say that again, bro.
Name
I barely hear you now. Like you were under a tree.
All right. Can you just name one black fighter? Civil rights fighter.
Oh, all right. Malcolm X.
Malcolm X? Oh, my
favorite.
I'm going to call it Who Taught You.
Well, let me hand you the mic before you go. Automatic, the mic is yours, sir.
My brothers and sisters, I have a question to ask you. It's like you don't want to be black anymore. It's like you're doing everything to be like others. I just have this question, like, who taught you, who brought you to that? You see, I need to know this, and I need you to stay focused, because living in a black life, we ain't going to be hopeless. Yeah, spray us a water hose. They bombed up the black church in Alabama. I need to know who taught you. Why are you trying to make your hair so like the white man? But I need to know who taught you. See, your blackness lives within you. See, your blackness is all about you. And who taught you? Are you going to let them go ahead and brainwash you instead and have your mind that is be dead, that without thought, without thinking, what are you bringing? You're changing your mind. Are you scared of what you look in the mirror? Plessy versus Ferguson. Brown versus the Board of Education. This is a whole new legislation. More bigger than the Dahl study, and they said that the black wasn't beautiful, but black is beautiful. I'm getting more critical. Now I'm speaking like more words of the spiritual. This is the words of the length, and what I bring to you is more of a verse that's so powerful, I have to be responsible, and I need to know. I am a professor wanting to know who taught you. Who taught you to be the better slave? Right now, I need you to be brave. I need you to walk. We walk past Selma, and if they tried to put the dogs on us and everything died, they tried to attack us, but we are back, shifting our minds, and we staying in the line, and freedom ain't going to be declined. We shall shine. And well, who has taught you, who has brought you a slave mental mind? And right now, I need to wash that away with full knowledge and all its content of a black revolution. Mr. Automatic Charismatic, the lyrical engine, take his in the moment, puff and draw.
My man, now that's what I'm used to you spitting right there. Black activist.
Yeah, that's, I mean, you know, revolutionary is my signature piece, but I try to go outside the box, you know, like if it was like erotic or something like that, I would do that, you know, even though everybody has a signature piece, you know, we all have signature pieces, you know what I mean? You can't do other type of poems, but people, what are you famous for? You know, so
yeah, I got a couple of pieces I like more than other pieces, but as far as having a signature piece, I don't know if I have a signature piece yet, bro. Might be signature to somebody else, but to myself, well, I guess I do have a couple of pieces that I would call signature pieces. I got two love poems, Lily and Wheat and Oh Silly Duck.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, man.
You know what? I'm gonna tell you. Have you ever heard of King? What's his name? King Kachu? Kachu?
Did he pass?
Yeah, it was Beast King. He yeah, Team Hungry. And
yeah,
I used to talk
I
to him a lot.
I was in the slam with his son.
Yeah, King Kasi, basically, he helped me out a lot freestyle because I would not freestyle. Oh, he changed my life poetically.
Well, you might as well go ahead and share that little bit of information, man. There's probably somebody out there that can use that, bro. What did he do for you?
Yeah. Okay.
I said, what did he do for you?
Oh, as far as, I mean, when you freestyling, you cannot be afraid to mess up. And nobody knows that you mess up but you. And you cannot
be
the way, like, people say, I can't freestyle. It's like driving a car. You feel like you can't drive, or you going to drive. You know what I mean?
When you first drive, you definitely can't drive.
You got to crawl before you walk. You can't be scared to make a mistake. I made mistakes in freestyle. You know? That's how I got better.
My man. Well, I tell you what, bro, I appreciate you coming through, sliding through, and sharing those two pieces, man.
All right, one love, one love.
Take care, brother. All right. Until we get some more hands raised up in here, I'm going to go ahead and go to another piece. I'm going to go to, try this one.
Let's play with this a little bit. Let's see how we can make this a little fun. Let's go. Mm-hmm. Agape, a poem. Permissible love comes without permission, an invasion of sunlight and darkened spaces. an antiquated image of jovial faces up against the plushy groove of grown gazes. The slush of Chicano's icy melting into mess as we rush with stubby legs into hydrants that rub like gauges gush. I'm a child again, filling the facade like cascading moon, spilling into landscapes, making midnight royal blue. Blooming in bushels, blossoming into bosoms that grew with age. While tasting the memoirs of sages as our thickly thighs get caught in the web of robust swagger and refined jawline. Setting up ginning and juicing as we start to tan in our pubescent essence. Bashful responses, the girded cheeks with dentured expressions of her meekness. Kindred kisses kindled by a sweet breath. To his grandeur and mannerisms, the taste of manna. Warm breath in the color of cream, the clouds and heaven's flowing streams of rain. The rain we sought for, thunder would strike and we saw more. More, 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 more. Dipping between the steam and bubbling with you met and hess up when we would feather into kissing doves. I could hear you like a blaring trumpet in between my seconds of transition and dream. You awaken my skin with memories of imagination, just thought of hands combing the definitive lines and curves of palms leave my troubles afar. Even share telepathic stares. The frequency of laughter show far stars and sunsets we are. And dwelling in a dark day, yeah, yeah. We are touching its womb. We are cradling its milk on our lips. We are dancing in a juniper. June, June, June. We are flaming in cool. We lift the bowls of its incense and dance. We illuminate like jade, jasper, quartz, and topaz. We are diamonds dipped in lemonade. Golden with no words spoken. We are love. We are love. We are love, 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 love. We are love. And we love. Let me tell you something. That's so agape. Something to play with. Peace.
Sweet, sweet, sweet. Hey, Automatic, don't run too far. I want to get your opinion on that piece right there. Automatic, what's your thought process on that last track you just heard, sir? I probably should have told you that before. Flatline. Hey,
815, how about you? Hey, just hey, this
is Pod. What's going on with you, Knight Rider?
Oh, I've had so much going on in my life, I can't even put it into words, but I came in, and I like the vibe and the groove, so I had to say something.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
So what do you mean?
Yeah, yeah, I was just in here spinning some of the tracks from the different interviewees we had come through here and, you know, chopping up a little bit about that and just dialogue.
They all make me happy. You always pick the good ones, and I'd be feeling like, yes, This is why I'm a poet.
Sure, we picked the good ones. I appreciate it, though.
I let you have that. True story.
Yeah, amen. Been talking about making it happen, too. It's been good, the time we've had for the 50.
Yeah, it's a necessity, not an option. It has to be.
Oh, yeah. The growth has been crazy. The growth has been real crazy. And then, and that right there is, that's the love. That's off the love totally right there.
It's beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Automatic Charismatic. I got to get a piece. We got to get some pieces from you up in here. I'm talking about, like, sooner than later, too. I know we thought we had till Saturday. But it's like happening on
them. We have a plan. We already spoke about it. We have a plan.
Long as it happens, Captain.
It will happen. It has to. Yours as well.
Yeah, I know. I only got my pet Insomnia in here right now. I was like kind of going through the playlist. I have to get more familiar with our playlist too. When it all comes together, it's going to be real dope.
You have to crawl before you walk. We got this. Let's go.
All day. Look like Wallace is in the house, too. 860. Oh, he said he's in a sitting position. Yeah, I spent two of Fabby's, the one of Frequency that we have. And two from Janice, and one from Gwen C, and one from Big Brother Larry. So it's been pretty nice. By the way, poets, we are taking MP3s of your work.
Oh, yeah.
Please send us your very best work. As you guys know, we only have like a really small limited time to go ahead and get pieces in. So if yours is not used, it's only because we have a limited slot. But we appreciate y'all.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Earlier I was talking about the transition from here to Clubhouse. And then, Small House actually coming about because of the experience that had been got over here. When I was seeing how Van and J-Rob and everybody who was here to be able to be in day in and day out like that, especially Van. Van was doing the marathon thing here for a minute. Van, he was doing all the shows all the time. He was here. That right there takes a huge toll on the body and the mind. Just letting the callers know that, this right here is a labor of love to bring you
Absolutely.
Guys poetry all day. If there was no love in it, it wouldn't.
I was like, how do they do what they do? Because they love it. And how do they do it the way that they do it? Because it's necessary. So I understand the math.
Oh, when I first started calling here, I thought I was calling into these different places and they was all sitting together and all the rest of that type of stuff. And when I found out, I was like, get out of here. It almost sounds like they ain't in the same place. They come to find
Legit.
Out, no.
We had an actual conversation about that and I was like, oh yeah, no. So Strawberry Mansion isn't an actual location. But it is, I think that people sometimes forget that we use our imagination and not just our vocabulary with poetry. So this is virtual, but it's not just virtual. Because if you say I'm in the Strawberry Mansion and I want to be escorted to the lounge after I spit my piece, I want one of the poets who's hosting to give me a seat. I look forward to that because I understand, again, the math. That's all it is. It's just how it's been verbalized and received, because every poet is not like us, and every poet is not like each other. We're individuals. But the reality is all of us are doing the same thing in the same way at the same place. And so we're connected. Even if we can't see each other, we're with each other. And that's what we do at Clubhouse.
And we're in those places, too.
Yes, yes.
Man, been loving it. All right, let me see what I got over here on the play side here, Gina. See, I got over here on the play side.
All right, let's go.
This is a short snippet right here. This is a latte by essentially Janice.
You've got me sounding like espresso, anxiously expressing with more fullness than I expected to. My hesitance upended as forethought is poured over everything I've said to you. We drink our coffee and pretend not to look at each other. A little foam the color of silence wants to cling to my lips, but I lick them, tasting honesty and ink, this poet's eventual hello. I call it sweet. Essentially Johnny.
Now, see, that's what I'd be saying, be crazy about Janice. She'd go ahead and hit you with some Chinese, the little guitar music, and be killing it.
That was very necessary. Right. It was perfect. I was sending you a message saying that the volume was perfect because it's very soft-spoken. And sometimes the music overshadows the piece. But in that instance, when you played it, it was perfection.
I had bumped it up at the last minute. That was I'm still learning my way around the studio. So, yeah, I went ahead and so I said, oh, I can bump it. Let's go. I bumped it the other day. I bumped up Fabius as well.
Got to crawl before you walk.
Oh, all day long. It's the studying, the finding out of the new stuff that really gets me going. My brain has not been working like this in a minute, and it's feeling good to be doing this now, to really be exploring something like this and see what everything that's in it. Let's go. And then you get the people to start helping, the other poets to start helping with this, is this community.
And that's
and we've been building a community.
Absolutely.
I'm about to go back to the very first person that kicked all this off. You know who that was, don't you, Gina?
Automatic Charismatic?
No. Oh, talk about the whole interview thing that we've been doing.
Oh, Larry Maddox? Is that my boy? For real, the poet? I don't know if it's Macaroni and Neck Bones and Macaroni, if it's For Real the Poet, if it is the CEO of Epiphany, if it is the creator and the cultivator of Raw Links, if it's the person that tells you why be ordinary when you can be raw. Is that it?
Right.
What you're talking about? I'm just asking.
You know what that is? I'm going to have to say yes. I'm going to have to say yes.
That's
I only got
boy.
The one track Temptation by him. I need to get at least a couple of more from him. He goes so hard.
Yes, he does. Let's go.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, this piece is called Temptation by For Real the Poet.
Mm-hmm.
tonight's breath taken with so much delight. To dream of you is not enough. I yearn to see you every morning when I open up my eyes. To spend the rest of my life with you in sight. May I, may I sing songs of love to you transposed from poems you've inspired to write. Break this pen, fill it with gold, make the tip silver with the purest of ink I deliver. Sky writings in the clouds, spoken words of love to you. Release thousands of beautiful butterflies, every colorful species of. Romantically set free from the heavens, dozens of champagne-flavored white doves. In your eyes I peer in deep. Visions, hopes, dreams of, emotions wash over like some exotic ocean. The sounds of seagulls and golden pigeons take me away to far-off pavilions. As ears well in tuned with love listens, listens as love sings. Words of elegance and magical things. Strings, those to my heart are pulled. Led by your touch, you gently touch me. I'm touched and it's tickling. Stone me, bumblebee, I'm stone. Love sick, don't heal me. Put it in a bottle and pass some out to everyone. An epidemic, let it spread in a field of roses, pink, purple, burgundy, and red. I'd lie you down and take you to bed. Kiss your precious lips softly as I tell you goodnight. Tonight's breath I take with so much delight. To dream of you is not enough. See you every morning when I open up my eyes. To dream of you, I yearn to see you every morning when I open my eyes. To spend the rest of my life with you in sight. May I sing songs of love to you transposed from poems you've inspired to write. Break this pen, fill it with gold, make the silver tip. With the purest ink I deliver it. Sky writings in the clouds, spoken words of love out loud to you. Releasing thousands of beautiful butterflies, every colorful species of, romantically set free from the heavens. Dozens of champagne-flavored white doves. In your eyes, I peer in deep. Visions, hopes, dreams of.
I'm gonna need him to stop doing that like that. He gonna have to find some other way to do that. This rascal went nuts.
That was happy at his height. That was
right.
That was the next level.
Oh, man. It was like a maple tree. It just wouldn't stop. To see you is not enough, but purest of ink I deliver. We reach down into the butterflies and white doves, hopes, dreams of love washes over like an ocean, washing away pavilions, strings to my heart are pulled. I'm stoned. Love sick and let it spread. I lie you down to bed. Tonight's breath I take tonight. To dream of you is not enough. Sing songs of love to you. Spoken words of love out loud. Romantically set free. Doves, I peer into your eyes deep.
That wordplay was bananas. I was thinking, look, I wish I was her.
Man, I wish I had spit this. I wish I had said this. I wish I had wrote this.
I'm saying, be like player. He a player from the Himalayas.
Oh, he killed
that
it.
That was next level. That was dope.
Didn't have
I don't even think he understands. Like, right.
The wordplay was epic.
Yeah. All right, let's see what else we got over in the chamber then.
Hey, that was dope. What's next?
All right, Gina. Gina. All right, I apologize to everybody.
Yes, Jay. No, no, no. I was speaking, and then I accidentally muted myself. But I was just letting Wallace know because he was still listening and thought we had dropped off. I'm like, we still here. It was just, you need to relocate. No, 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 no. I was keeping us alive, and I got this.
Sweet, sweet. I'm glad I'm dealing with the
program.
I'm
about
it.
Let's go. Yes. Look, I don't have to get ready. I stay ready. Let's go.
I missed the Gwen C. piece. Did you get a chance to check it out in its entirety?
I did. It was amazing. I was letting you know that I sent you on your messenger a track for me from SoundCloud, the Dexter remixed. The piece was called Kiss Jar. And I said, I don't know if you got it, but you were gone, and I didn't know. So we here. And look at it. We did not get derailed. We just got delayed.
That's what I'm talking about right there. Teamwork makes a dream work.
We do this.
Man, I appreciate you. Since I'm going to let you in a little bit, like, oh, man,
right.
Bad news thing.
My mom was like, what's going on with Jay? I hear there. I said, okay, she might, but let me leave the room because she was watching TV. And I went in the laundry room and was like, this is a pop-up at Epiphany. We got a message from the CEO who said pop-ups. Cool. He's so happy to know that we are here doing our thing, because the poet who would be hosting otherwise on Epiphany tonight were not available because the primary had to go to the plantation. We understand that. Jobs ain't number work. And
none,
his
but.
Backup, right, and his backup obviously took this night off. And that's okay, because if for real the poet says that we're doing a good job and it's nice, that's all we need to know. I ain't going to say it twice.
Man,
so
all
we
got to do is have
fun.
That's all we got to do.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, we are here on the For Real Entertainment Network. This is a pop-up. Just Jay said, Gina, I'm going to pop up. I was like, okay, cool, let's do it. And here we are. Ooh. So without further ado, you have another track. If I need to email that to you, send me that in a message.
Is it
an MP3
format?
Probably. I just downloaded it from SoundCloud. So it
sweet,
should be an MP3
sweet.
Already.
I'm about to drop it up in here. Need to hear that tonight.
All right, y'all. Thank you for joining us. So we're here, and this show is, even though it's a pop-up, it's still sponsored by the For Real Entertainment Network, the Epiphany Universe, created by Larry Maddox, For Real the Poet. Why ordinary when you can be raw? Because Raw Links is our sponsor always. So we're here. It's just Jay, Gina. Even though we do Clubhouse with Small House Poetry, we're here for Epiphany tonight because they had no show and we didn't want to leave it empty. Let's go.
Oh, yeah, we're just doing a real relaxed show tonight, y'all. Do not expect no type of format. We talking about the business behind the scenes and all the rest of that type of jazz. So y'all sit back and enjoy yourselves. All right, let me see who we got up in here next. I wish I could have heard that Gwen C. Oh, that is killing me to death right now. All right.
That Gwen C is everything, just so you know.
Oh, see, now you're rubbing it in. That's different.
Nah, 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 nah.
I got you. All right. I am searching through here. We have a limited window right here. I know what I'm about to do. When in doubt, go with family.
I take laps in my thoughts before I speak and let the waters pour. See, the brain is over 80% water, so that's really not a metaphor. When the water broke, I emerged as a reservoir. With the belief that words mirror waters and reflections of thoughts uttered. In essence, I believe thoughts can actually quench thirst like waters. So my spoken words of wonder are wealthy as wholesome wells of wisdom whispering waters. Waters from gutters, purified and fine as wine with thoughts of mine refined from a higher source of divine order. So are these words and thoughts really mine? Or am I just a vessel? Successfully channeling echoes of waters poured in poetic deposits of this artist's faucets with mental profits. I guess it is with royal prerogatives that I spit. Cognitively driven, provocative, spoken hieroglyphs with positive composites of knowledge gifted, collected, because I was selected, connected, entrusted with powers of life in words as sacred as waters. Truth is, just as water is fluid, fortified with minerals of love, soul, and spirit, my words are pure and poetically naked, gifted, truth immune to hatred, lyrics encrypted, poetically coded to break you out of this matrix like waters washing away the dramatic theatrics of a paradoxical world of toxic optical illusions. My words are a flowing series of cascades removing delusions. A fusion of tongue, hearts, and mind in union, flooded from reservoirs in the form of spoken solutions. So get this, recline, and sip this. The cup I offer, effortlessly smelted from copper, designed from the rock of my heart to properly prosper. Let me elevate your mental capacity. Let me help you escape from this plane of monotony. Honestly, I just want you in this level of frequency, frequently vibing on sequence of energy, where wordplay anomalies are next level quality, simply above and beyond, like top tier, upper echelon. It's something like a phenomenon. So come on, are you thirsty? Because the flow is stupendous, like water it quenches. Taking the form of emptiness with pH2O replace it. Poetical waters at its core, lyrical greatness, exquisite. Don't try to resist it. More like a quench for the soul. Melody equipped with truth and lyrical elements. Stress expressed and vanquished. Sun-kissed, heaven-sent. Blessed by the best, yes, you could taste it. No lie. If you listen, guarantee you for sure, like writer's rain, you'd be satisfied. And if you're skeptically wondering why, well, my very being is a spring. What I speak, you can drink with relieving sighs. From oceans of words and libraries of waters, I utter spoken words like glistening sparkles of sunlight on waters. My words are enriched with poetical sips of life and nuggets and clusters of philosophical hindsights, naturally poured through the chalice of poetry. Orally speaking life with surety. Organically filled with delight that brightens with shivers. My thoughts are overflowing rivers. I am frequency. And these are words of waters.
Dude is so dense with the way he do his words. Every time I try to take notes with a frequency, I can't do it. He'll say something, and when I'm first going to write, I said, that doesn't make sense. And then my mind started thinking about it. Next thing I know, it's two more verses then slid up under that one. He be killing it.
I was going to move. Say shame on you, because frequency is a whole vibe. You were either tuned in or you're not. And it's not that you didn't catch it. It's because it wasn't meant to be caught. It was meant to be absorbed. It was meant to be part of. Frequency is bigger than a vibe. A vibe is nice, but a frequency is something you have to tune into. You may not have been there at the time you are. It won't be just the words that rhyme. It'll be everything in between that lets you know that he knows what he's doing.
I heard that. Got you freestyling up in here.
That was just conversation. I'm telling you, frequency is a beast.
He is. He is. All right. Let's see what else we got going in here. I'm going to go ahead and do my Inception piece. And while I'm doing this, I can go ahead and download yours.
Let's go.
The other day, I walked through the mountains in my mind. I trekked over the heights, and I slid into the valleys. And I tepidly walked into a cave. Braving the shrill of bats in the field of sliminess from both the multi and the no-legged varieties. And for my efforts, I emerged wiser. I walked down to my shore to wash myself in a bluer-than-blue sea. Inhaling of this beauty, I dove into the waters and searched the depths for long-lost treasure, not easily brought up, even when found. But at the end of this trial, I managed to pull another chest back to my cave. Next, I went to my woods, where I pulled my machete and started chopping through the vegetation of wilderness unkept, hacking and slashing until I reached the clearing, where I sat at the stump of the great fallen cedar. I sat there and I stared into the eyes of a bear, an eagle, and a rat for hours, while being jeered at by a hyena and a jellyfish. I grew weary of this game, so I left to walk poolside of one of my many oases of refreshment, taking in its delights of food, drink, love, and procrastination. Full, I closed my eyes, and another day walked by, just for me to awaken, plummeting from a towering cumulonimbus that looked like Everest only in the sky. I'm falling, falling, falling. But I am not afraid, because I see a sea of cool night sand rushing up to meet me. I also see a table, an umbrella, a chair, and 1 liter of water, of which I did not partake, because I knew this was a trap. So I sat there in the chair at this table with a cloth canopy for cover, and I stared, scanning the distance, as the horizon's edge started to glow from the sun, and its radiant effects have already started licking the water from my body, trying to find a way to dry my will and my bones. I know that if I walk my line straight, straight as an arrow right towards the heart of the sun, I might just live. And this is all I remember of this day. Exhausted and roasted, I walk to the edge of this oven to plant my face in a cool meadow of tall grass, being refreshed by the giant drops of dew. And the dew reflects the moon's light, glowing the way to quench my thirst. And like an animal, I lapped. And the water burned so good, searing my swollen tongue. It felt like razor blades as the water cut pathways through my collapsed throat. And I could feel my healing commence, being serenaded by the animals of the night. For they saw me from far off when the feet were dredging through white-hot sands, heated by the big ball of fire until I was driven mad, walking in circles like a man drunk from cheap wines, because self-fermentation is the only help heat offers to dying men. A large drink from a cup of madness, the madness to not understand that a man is near his end. But I lay here, breathing, cooling, and rejuvenating in this meadow, having survived all these trials. But now I must become conscious to live. And I attest to all the things said in this poem are true, because this poem was an inception of my mind. Poem.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorites by you. Yeah, that's one of my favorites by you. So let me see if I can make sure I upload what you need from me.
Right. We got to get you off in this John piece, too. I like that piece right there. That piece allowed me to do a little bit of what was that? Dreamscaping. Dreamscaping doesn't have to be uniform, and the time doesn't have to be concise, and you don't have to be where you're supposed to be at, but you can be kind of like slipping all around through time, and it's a little choppy, but it's supposed to be like that, unless your dream run like Martin Scorsese's. All right, Gene, I'm trying to fish you up out of here. I almost ended that piece, too. I like that I had did that. I almost ended that piece at a certain place. But then I had started going back through what was happening in the desert, and it gave it more strength to go ahead and walk on through and be a full, complete piece without dropping off. At least I felt it didn't drop off. I know you was over there trying.
No, it was necessary. I'm trying to do the blah blah. You know me and blah blah.
Oh.
Oh, it did not work. What do I need to do?
Everything, more than likely.
Right. On me. Stop. Let
I have a night. I am not trying to fight no falls tonight. I'm going straight into every fall I see. This fall ain't belong to me. I'm going to jump in it. That's called fighting no falls. It's got to be mine. Why would it be here?
Oh, it won't let me send it. Okay, I don't know what to do.
All right. I tell you what, we're going to go ahead and hammer that out this weekend.
We will.
We're going to. Yeah, we'll set up a room and we'll go ahead and get moving.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Jay. I tried. Ooh. Blah, blah got me.
No, the blah, blah got you.
The blah, blah will get me.
Right. I almost started listening to another show. All right, let's see what we got going on these phone lines over here, Gina. No, not that. See what we got going on the phone lines over here. That's one thing about the studio.
No,
it
not
does
a problem.
The Blog Talk lady, she's got her own mind. All right, we in good standing. I'm about to play another track, and we can chop it up over that when that's done. Gina with a G.
I got you. Let's go, partner.
All right. Oh. Let's see. I played this earlier, but we didn't get a chance to chop it up about it. We're going to go ahead and do this now.
Ridgemont Road, 64, 14th Ridgemont Road. It was a quaint little corner I used to roam to and fro. See, Mama used to flare her hands with a Jedi stance and blow. She was like a storm. Thunder would flash when her tongue would go, so I ran as fast as my little feet could go. And I would run. So many sounds would touch me as I traveled to and fro. Scents would hug my hips and douse me with dreary, since I would be so hungry, hungry for many things. Enticed by the dance that would occur between Sylvia and Ronald on Wicker Street. They would barely speak, just run hands down the thigh meat, place their wings on each other like angels. They were so immaculate with their sincerity. Her deep chocolate would wrap around his tall, toffee physique. I was enamored by their dance. So delicate and divine with her feet, so sturdy and muscular his hide. And they would collide on the withering side of Wicker Street. To and fro, my tender feet would graze the concrete. And I would pass by the Boricuas, or as they would say, Boricuas, Tatiana and Abel with the fleet. The Rodriguez family on Staten Road, they had their own rhythm. Their song was laughter and colloquial banter, slapping dominoes on mahogany. They wore with warmth on their tongues their color-formed seeds, growing cilantro and rosy-cheeked babies. And I would peek my head, coiled to perfection, seeking their elder son, Gabriel. Gabriel, who won my little fragile heart. It would morph into butterflies when he would smile. teeth so bright it reflected starlight. His dimples emerged like craters on the moon. His sweat from rough housing was like perfume. In a year sometime, maybe during the month of June, when summer's plumes were steady to bloom, he kissed me like pollen to bees. He kissed me like soil to earth. He kissed me like sap to trees. And we were one, and we were the cool to breathe. I miss him. Loud as the sound of thunder striking oak, their music on Staten was no joke. To and fro, my little feet turned demure. My toothless smile matured, and instead of dodging mama's chatter, I walk with depth in my stride. And education was my motivation, and I wore it dang near with pride. See, I left 6414 Bridgemont Road, yet its smell, sound, sashay, jive, simmer sweet, sentimental treats never, ever left me. I can still hear its rhythm. Can you?
Hey, somebody needs to know that she can do that over that track right there.
I understand that.
Man, the movements in it were flawless. The transitions through the time were flawless. The way you can tell that they were flawless is that the imagery doesn't get them hiccups or nothing in it. Like even when she was talking about, you know, her teeth, you know, that she didn't have a snaggle tooth no more. She talked about her little feet going, and then the music changed, and then she started talking about how she had her stride. You know, she had started becoming womanly in her stride. And all the rest of that, it was the transitions were crazy in this. And she did that. She wrote that to the piece and all those transitions and changes in the track. And when Gabriel showed up, you know, it was just like a pause. And then she said Gabriel's name. She wrote that to the track. She just didn't write a piece out. She wrote it to the track. That is insane genius level type villainy going on inside of this poem. This beautiful poem. Oh, man. Still there, sis?
I am. I was talking to my mom about these Timu tennis shoes she got on her feet right now, and all I could say was, you know, that's the devil, right? Because it was like $5,
oh,
and they looked like... She didn't drink the Kool-Aid. I'm like, no, ma'am. I'm not. Nope.
Timu the bomb.
I don't care how much you buy on that app. I don't trust it yet. So they can continue to suck y'all in, not me. They can suck y'all in all they want to, but I ain't going.
You won't know people that like to say, I showed up late.
Hold on. You know me, I'm always talking on mute. So any two times the person that tells you that they forgot to unmute, that this is a scam, run, Forrest, run.
Oh, no. You know, I thought it was going to be another one of those. What's that other one that was out there was getting everybody with the tight clothes?
Wish.
Yeah.
I had bought a dress on Wish.
Hold on. I have all the dress on wish that my granddaughter could fit. And I thought it was going to be in my size. And when it came, I was like, that was a lie.
Oh, man. No, you better not try to buy your size. You better go a couple of sizes.
Yeah. I was real mad. And I was thinking that that might be too big. Hold on. In my mind, In my mind, I thought it was going to be too big. And then it came. And it was super little. And I was like,
and you wish it was too big.
So let me think about in my family who me without breasts could fit this.
Right.
And my grandchild came to mind. She could fit it. I was real mad.
Hey, you probably bought a couple of outfits from her the way you hating Timo.
Nah, that's the only one. And I'm going to tell you why. Because I wish a nigga would. My money. This ain't something that somebody sent me, bought me, gifted me, and I got on the come up. No. My own cash, like money, dollars, U.S.
I know. No,
a lot of people don't understand the math on this. I do not play about my money.
Mm.
Yeah.
The track.
I feel like I have played with. Let's go.
What did you think of the track?
I thought the track was necessary. It was so soothing that I felt like no matter what I'm going through, if I listen to this, I'm going to be able to break my road. I'm going to be okay and I'll be whole. I will go back to my own childhood and think about my grade school crush. I even wrote a piece about it. So all I know is that was a good time to be alive. I'm glad that she encapsulated that and sang along with the harmony for the end of the track because all of that was just her feeling the beat and running with it. If I could sing, I tell people all this all the time, I wouldn't talk.
Oh, man, quit playing. I know you do that. Ooh, yeah.
No. You would be mad. Everybody I know would be mad. Like, there she go again. Oh, yeah. I'm going to do it. Because ooh, yeah is all I got. I cannot sing. That's not my gift. I know where I stand. But for those who are freestyle poets, those who are performance, spoken word artists, who can also sing lyrics to lyrics. I tell everybody that. I used to feel so pigeonholed when I couldn't read a piece. And I had to freestyle. But I had to do it lately, and I was, like, mad of the process. The process made me angry. And then I had to realize, you know what? Do what you got to do in the situation. But just make sure that you show up and show out. So I accept that. But I felt like Fabi did some ad-libs on that when she was singing through the musical interlude at the end of track. I love that.
I could actually see the video for that, too. It looked like it was in that sepia type of color, just a little, not quite sepia, not quite technicolor, somewhere up in there. It was moving down the street. They could actually see buildings and stuff like that, kids playing, the whole nine. Bananas. Man.
I know that what's going on with my vision will one day make me rely on my memories. I need memories like that. So I salute that, and I love it.
Yeah, that's a memory right there that if you can't even see, you will be able to see it. All right, I got something from Gwen C. here now. Now I'm going to go with Invisible Ink, and then I'm going to come back around to Gwen C. I got to hear that chili again. Well, I didn't hear it the first time.
Understood. If there's a need to be silent until you're good, what does that look like? And when you arrive at that peak of goodness, is it elusive? Is it fleeting? Is there a need to be invisible? Ink and ways indiscernible until your state of being is acceptable. I low-key hate the act of brave face. I accept how you feel. I pray your silence is contemplative, that you make this a practice. The alternative feels like hiding, like the wholeness of our experience is irrelevant, and the duality of existence is not what we're meant to feel. If you are hiding, thinking that you should, I may ask if you're good, but that's just the Baltimore in me. I understand what not really feels like, what resulting assumptions sound like, and how that noise goes away when I sleep. I'll keep you lifted. Through any pretense or brave face, sit with you in a safe place. I'll even write with you with invisible ink. Essentially Chinese.
Oh, I like that too. I like that right there, Gina.
Short and sweet, to the point, and necessary. Oh, yeah.
Right. No, I don't think I'm going to be able to dig that out that way, Gina. I'm going to have the actual MP3. I'll figure out something. But we got to get you up and going, partner. Got to get some of your tracks up in here. We got everybody else's tracks up in here. We got to get some of your tracks up in here.
Let me see what I can do. Hold on, I'm going to work on this some more.
Yeah, this piece by Janice, I really enjoyed this piece right here. She has a way with the words. The words are, they slip in. I always kind of like see something visually when I'm hearing a poet speak. Her words kind of like slip into like a slipstream. Really, really, really slow on the entry. Then they take off once they get into the slipstream. Go ahead and see what else I got over here. Gina, I started going through some of my stuff. I have some stuff on here that I should have been in. I'm going to have to go ahead and do inventory and
yeah,
get this
don't
right.
Second guess. Do what you feel is
okay.
Best. I got you on that.
Oh, we're going to get it popping, man. It's going to be so crazy. Gonna be so crazy when we get this all down packed and then moving like a freight train. It's gonna be insane. All right,
I'm on board.
Choo choo. I'm on board too. Let's go. All right, I can go ahead and hit up some of that chili now then.
Do not intend to keep, and though my disappointment
make it a little higher. Recognize what you got. Girl undone.
Call Gwen C. Just go so hard. Gwen C. Just go so hard. Ladies and gentlemen, that was
Gwen C.
With, yeah. and she did like she was talking to a girlfriend. At the end.
I'm one of her girlfriends. Oh. I ain't even mad at her.
Man, I like the swag she had on it, too. It almost sounded like some Happy Days type of stuff. The beat kind of bounced and moved around. It was really relaxing. Man, I'm having a ball over here. I'm gonna go ahead and load this up, Gina.
It was like her. She is chill, like I said, like I never have ever spoken to her, or you know, she's been in my presence where I felt like I needed to guard myself. She is always so chill that I feel like I'm at home. Let me make myself comfortable. That's her vibe.
The first time I met her was at the slam we had did. You remember that slam?
I know, but I didn't know that was y'all introduction.
Damn.
I know this was. Oh, snap. Okay. Look, I'm sorry. Look, let me gather myself because, I was standing up. Let me sit down. Okay, so let me break this down for the one time.
Yeah,
boy. Me and Tiz J were at a slam where we fell dead last.
Hey. Hey, you know the craziest part about it, you know, because I was running around there, I was doing the crazy stuff I'd be doing, this, that, and the other. I seen that Gwen C. was not participating in everything that was going on, so I sent her a message in the back, you know, like, hey,
you had
okay.
No idea. I knew, but I didn't know, like, to what level. She taught me the level, and she introduced herself to you. That's what happened there.
She grabbed that mic. I'm like, okay, cool. Yeah, she is formidable.
Look, I said, I'm out here being regular, and you didn't know she was spectacular, and you did not also know that she had been multiple times slam queen. But I did.
Oh,
but I was still doing my best, and I thought, you know, if it's not me, then my partner. So I was like, we got this. And then I looked.
She had a body count.
And then I looked at the scores, and I was like, we dead last. You and me. Apparently we're crap.
And her too. She came in dead last too.
But you have to understand, she'd won so many slams that she didn't care. That was different for us. That was your first slam and my first in a long time. So we was in a different headspace.
Gwen C was like, I am not giving no energy away. It's this time to go to war and T minus.
I'm about to be real mad when this is over. I was. I mean, I kept against her. I was like, I'm just humbled and grateful to be here to participate. But in reality, I'm thinking.
You're the beauty pageant wave.
Dead last, though? Dead last? Not just I didn't win, but I didn't have a chance. Not a snowball. Chance in hell. I was like, wow, who does that? But yeah, you live and learn.
Yeah, she is a beast.
Look,
she's
sometimes you're great in your own mind, and then the community will say, hold on, pimpin'.
You're okay, pimping, but this right here.
I had to start over. I had to start from scratch. I was like, let me start writing pieces. I think people forgot I was a poet. Yeah, I'm not going to freestyle because apparently I can't win a slam with that. Ooh, and it wasn't just regular hurt or ass hurt. It was like poetry hurt. That's a whole nother
level. Yeah, poetry hurt run deep now. Poetry hurt run deep. All right, that's enough down memory lane and getting folks caught up on the past such and such amount of time. Let me see if I can find another piece over here.
I love it here.
Man. All right. We're going to try this here. We're going with another Gwen C. track. That was Gwen C. Hey, Gina, as I remember, as I recall, she may have been a little traumatized behind that slam as well. I think by the pull of the hat, she pulled a genre that was not conducive to her style. I think she might have pulled Love or something like that. And I had pulled Social Political, and I think you might have pulled Social Political too.
Right. And so here's the thing. A lot of people don't understand this. When your mother was a black husband and your children are black men, you are afraid for them. And they think that maybe she's a Karen or they're not sure what her stance is, but she is very clear about that in her language.
Oh, my goodness. Couldn't be any more clear. Full-throated.
No. So if you're confused, then you weren't listening.
Yeah, that's one thing about it is her strength. She's off the charts with it.
Off the charts. And she loves her sons and her husband the same way with every fiber of her being. So anybody who's confused about it, oh, wait, hold on.
I was texting my
big brother Dexter in real time. Nah, partner. I was texting my big brother Dexter.
Tell him to send me an MP3.
And he said, do you want music? And I said, nah, of me, because he's done 3 mixtapes of me in the last 4 years. And I've been on other mixtapes, like when it was just Queens, as well as inspirational. There one is an inspirational MP3, I don't know, it would be an entire album if you looked at it that way, because it's like 9 tracks by me, remixed by Dexter. How many do you want?
Tell him, give us a nice
possible.
Yeah.
Look, I understand the math before you give it to me. Let's call your partner. Mm-hmm. Let's go.
Let's give it, man.
He said, Didi, what you need? I was like, oh, I'm so glad you are. But he's probably working.
Send my email address so he can send me some too, because if you got to get it
to
blah, blah, then
you do
have
to understand that I sent him your email.
Oh, all right. You're going to keep the blah, blah off your plate.
Oh, yeah. That was the beginning of the conversation. I was like, okay, so my partner needs some from you, big bro. And he was like what? I was like, MP3s? Me? Oh, no, I said MP3 tracks. He was like, just music. And I was like, no, of me. And he was like, you mean that I made for you? Yes. He was like, how many? And I said, as many as possible. So that's the end of that conversation. Check your email,
right.
All I can say. Oh, yeah.
Wait. I'm about checking now.
I love family. If you don't have anything now, please know you're going
to
receive it. I texted you one. I sent one to you on Messenger. I don't know how to email it to you. It just wasn't working out.
All right.
You know that's blah, blah. Don't do blah, blah.
Don't do blah. Don't do it. Don't do the blah, blah. All right, let's see what else we got in the chamber then. I'm going to have to get some pieces from everybody in the small house.
Look, how long are you trying to run this, Jay? I mean, I'm up, but I'm just asking.
Oh, well, mandatory, it's got to be over in about 20 minutes regardless.
Okay. So I feel you. Let's go.
No, don't talk about for the future. No, not for the night. I ain't trying to rain on nobody.
No, not for the night. But what I'm telling you know is, let's go.
All right. We can make this the last one, too. I think we went above and beyond the call of duty. All Reggie.
Okay, cool.
And plus, I'm out of artists, too. I am looking hard. All right, Wallace said he just sent his track. Make sure it's MP3 and it hit the mailbox, bro. I'll tell you, but I'm going to go with this latte again. And we was about to go ahead and shut it down. Once this goes off, that's going to be it, y'all. Wait a minute. No, I'm not going to do that yet. Hold on.
Like then next time, but yeah, we know what we're doing. I love this. We needed a pop up because I was looking for a mic on Monday night.
Oh yeah, whenever we do pop ups, they're gonna be real informal. We just gonna be sitting back, kicking it and chilling. We ain't trying
Let's
to do
go.
No format, none
oh,
of that.
Yeah.
We gonna talk this about
is
what
no
we.
Show. This is what you used to. We're just making sure that if you called in to Epiphany Universe, you got something. And we're providing it. So I appreciate it.
Y'all getting it, too. All right, this is the last track. After this, we're going to be shutting it down. So we're going to go ahead and say our goodnights to y'all. We're going to say goodnight to y'all. I see y'all in here. Good night, y'all.
Good night. Happy Monday. Going to the last track. Appreciate y'all. Thank you.
So she's to the Shizelles. Man, let's go.
Let's play with this a little bit. Let's see how we can make this a little fun. Let's go. Mm-hmm. Agape, a poem.
For miserable love comes without permission, an invasion of sunlight and darkened spaces, an antiquated image of jovial faces up against the plushy groove of grown gazes. The flush of Chicano's icy melting into much as we rush with stubby legs into hydrants that rub like gauges gush. I'm a child again, filling the facades like cascading moons, spilling into landscapes, making midnight royal blue, blooming in bushels, blossoming into bosoms that grew with age, while facing the memoirs of sages as our thickly thighs get caught in the web of robust swagger and refined jawline, setting up ginning and juicing as we start the pan in our pubescent essence, bashful responses, the girded cheeks with dentured expressions of her meekness, kindred kisses kindled by a sweet ass, to his grandeur and mannerism, the taste of manna, warm breath in the color of cream, the clouds and heaven's flowing streams of rain, the rain we sought for, thunder would strike and we saw more. More. Dipping between the steam and bubbling with you met and hess up when we would feather into kissing doves. I could hear you like a blaring trumpet in between my seconds of transition and dreams. Awaken my skin with memories of imagination, just the thought of hands combing the definitive lines and curves of palms leave my troubles afar, even share telepathic stares, the frequency of laughter, shofar stars and sunsets, we are indwelling in agape, we are touching its womb, we are cradling its milk on our lips. We are dancing in a juniper, June, June, June. We are flaming in cool. We lift the bowls of its incense and dance. We illuminate like jade, jasper, quartz, and topaz. We are diamonds dipped in lemonade, golden with no words spoken. We are love. We are love. We are love, 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 love. We are love. And we love. Let me tell you something. That
so agape. I'm gonna play with. Peace.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate y'all for coming out to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Network. Remember to get yourself your raw links. Why be average when you can be raw? This is Just Jay and my partner, Gina Storm, is in the house.
I be chilling with Just Jay because I'm Gina and this is what we do.
All right, y'all. Good night.
Good night.